case on the call, Parrish versus the City of Chicago, appeal number 09-1385. We have Mr. Flaxman.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. This case asked the Court to revisit a ruling made 2001 and recognize an action that can be brought under 1983 that is in the nature of malicious prosecution, specifically an action that accrues upon the favorable termination of criminal proceedings. In Newsom versus McCabe, the court adopted a reading of Albright versus Oliver, which said that if there's a state remedy, there is no malicious prosecution. We asked the court to revisit that. This is the last case of a short argument day. If there are questions, I'll answer them. Otherwise, I'll defer to you.
Apparently not.
Thank you.
It's going to be a very short rebuttal argument then by Ms. Hornstra.
May it please the court.
Time's up.
I'll try to be brief. I think this appeal, it's seeking the reversal of the dismissal of the complaint. It's seeking a new rule in the circuit without providing this court any reason, any legal theory of why the plaintiff's allegations should be actionable as a Fourth Amendment violation. As Mr. Flaxman pointed out, what he's seeking is a reversal of Newsom versus McCabe, as I think we explained well in our brief. The problem here is that even if this court gave Mr. Parrish what he wants and revisited Newsom, went back to the case law before Newsom, that wouldn't assist him on the claim that he asserts here, which is a Fourth Amendment claim. The problem that it really wasn't even acknowledged until the reply brief is that it really requires a new approach to the Fourth Amendment, and no argument has been made for revisiting the accrual rule for Fourth Amendment claims, for revisiting the damages rule on Fourth Amendment claims. Essentially, having been given no reason why the dismissal of the complaint should be reversed, we would ask that the district court's judgment be affirmed.
Very well. This case then will also be taken under advisement. Thank you. And the.